The Rambam in Perek Aleph Chometz Matzah Lachotes says, "Shor Chamishis ein ochlim ba'chometz and so on ve'eno osu ba'hanor b'shor Chamishis lefikach tolim ba'truma ve'lechem toida kuyotzei bo mi'chometzu kodesh lo ochlim ve'lo sofim ad shedagiyah shor shishis ve'sofim hakol." And Briskalov explains why is it, but shor Chamishis we're not. Sorev, it's tolim, because shor chamishis is just an isegavra of chametz. When cheftz, it's not chametz. Shor shishis midrabbana, they made it a cheftz shel chametz, and therefore to be matter the is of ibud kochim. From the Rambam, it's clear that it's forbidden to burn it in that time. It requires that it be shor shishis when it's shem and cheftz. Rashi says, on Daf Yud Aleph, Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ochlim Kol Av V'Tolim Kol Chomis V'Sofim T'chila Sheis. So Rashi says that you can't eat it, but you don't have to be sorry with it. But if you want to be sorry with it, even earlier, you can. And the svara is that since you can't eat it anymore, so there's no ibud on that, because it's anyhow, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of the truma or of the kodesh. But the Rambam is not the way that the Rambam holds that it's also to be soif, even though you can't eat it, b'shar chamishas. As I said, because in cheftza, it's not yet considered chametz, it's only an isagavra, and therefore it depends on the shemen cheftza in order to be matted, to be able to burn it. And the mokah for the Rambam, the Rav said, you see, is that you're not allowed to burn this from the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel. It bays Tanya Abashol Omer Shtei Poros Hayuchoshes and so on. Nitelas Achas Mehen Tolim Vlo Ochlim Vlo Sofin Nitlu Shteim Hischilu Kol Ha'am Sofin. So from the Lashon Lebrais, it seems ain't Lo Sofin that it's also to be Sarif. However, the Gemara says in Daf Yud Gimel, Yudal Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Mevarin Es Hakol, Melifnei HaShabbos, V'Sofim Trumos Tmeos Tluyos V'Taris. So you see that it's mutter to burn even Erev Shabbos, even though at that point it's completely mutter b'achila. So there's certainly no Shem Chametz in Cheftza. So Shor Chamishis certainly shouldn't be worse than that. Shor Chamishis at least is also b'achila. So it seems to be a different shot, the Rav said. The Tosis says, V'sofin mikom makom kevin desofa le'osa v'leilech le'ibud sorry le'sofa. So you see that the het ha'sreifa is because since the truma is omedes le'ibud, so therefore it's not shaykh to mekayim mitzvah, it's not on mitzvah anymore, and therefore it's mutter to burn it, and there's no halach of ibud kochim. But that's only if that's the last time that you could do it. So shor chamishis, you don't have to burn it shor chamishis. You can work to shor shishis. But Erev Shabbos, when there is no any more time, even though it's completely mutter at that point, so there is no isa to burn it, in terms of ibud kochim, and it's mutter to therefore to burn it. And therefore, when Abosa is chal on Shabbos, since it's impossible to burn it and destroy the chametz on Shabbos, so therefore the Sman Bir is already Erev Shabbos. And Rashi says, we'll see later on Daf Chav Zayin, that Ein Bir Chametz Elis Reifa is Chal within 30 days of Pesach, and therefore Yotzel Shayora requires, according to Rashi, requires that you have to move out of the chametz and burn it, because that's, since that's the last opportunity you have, that's like the halacha of Yudalit.